It was a cold and stormy night. No, that doesn't work. How about, it was a cold and rainy day on the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh campus.
And we're going to talk about dead words.
But the warmth coursing through Sue Fondry's educational DNA.
There are words that are overused, they're hackneyed, they're trite, they're cliched.
Was evident to the untrained naked eye.
It just doesn't sound right.
Okay, how about this? It was a damp, chilly morning on the UW Oshkosh campus. But the educational heat emanating from Professor Sue Fondry...
Oh, that's even better.
...could fry an egg on Alabama asphalt in June.
You have to just throw crap out there.
Professor Fondry teaches writing to UW Oshkosh students, and somewhere in the course of forming future wordsmiths, she discovered she had another calling.
And it takes effort to be bad, apparently. Although I actually found it to come fairly easily.
Sue Fondry found she had a knack for deliciously dreadful writing, a knack that led her to an international contest that celebrates those who write poorly.
I never entered a contest. I entered a contest in college to win a pair of sunglasses, and I was the third caller to the radio station. And that's the last thing I've ever won.
It's called the Bulwer Lytton Fiction Contest, named after a 19th century British author.
It was pitched as a way to find out who could write the worst opening to a novel similar to Bulwer Lytton's novel Paul Clifford.
You've likely seen Snoopy the Beagle plagiarize the first line of Paul Clifford for years in the Peanuts cartoons. But that opening line doesn't stop there.
It was a dark and stormy night. The rain fell in torrents, except at occasional intervals when it was checked by a violent gust of wind, which swept up the streets. For it is in London that our scene lies, rattling along the housetops and fiercely agitating the scanty flame of the lamps that struggled against the darkness. You could have just ended after it was a dark and stormy night, and we would have gotten the point.
So as Sue Fondry traversed a bumpy, pockmarked Wisconsin artery one day, for it is on Highway 41 that her inspiration lies, she summoned from her creative depths a uniquely unsightly, award-winning opening line to a fictitious novel.
Should I read it to you?
Yes, please.
Cheryl's mind turned like the vanes of a wind-powered turbine, chopping her sparrow-like thoughts into bloody pieces that fell onto the growing pile of forgotten memories. And the growing pile of forgotten memories is particularly awful because if they're memories, how can they be forgotten?
Does that make sense?
Professor Fondry's writing was so bad, it was good. Good enough to take top prize in the Bulwer Lytton Fiction Contest. Her students remain amazed, in awe of her awfulness.
I think to know how to write a bad sentence, you have to know how to write a good sentence.
Folks far from this campus have called for an explanation of the explicitly and especially egregious use of the English language.
The best part, I think, of getting my name out there is I've heard from at least 20 different former students who have contacted me, you know, out of the past to say, congratulations, I loved seeing your name. I always knew you were a terrible writer, and this just validates it.
It was a moist, nippy day on the UW Oshkosh campus, and like every day in her classroom, Professor Sue Fondry practiced what she preached.
That's a good idea. And I can see this developing.
Encouraging her students to twist their sentences, to torture their metaphors.
And I encourage everyone to be bad. It's fun to see what you can do when you play with language, and I don't think we play enough with language.
She's already working on her contest entry to defend her title.
I'm going to aim low.
Yes, she'll aim low. Low like a... Well, we'll leave the next noxious chapter to Professor Fondry.